This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back as we are live. Clap it up, folks. Clap it up. It's been a good time. Even my man, hey, my man with the gloves. You ain't got to clap, man. Eat your crawfish. Eat your crawfish, man. You ain't got to clap. There you go. Hey, he's raising the roof on it, maybe. We've had a really good time. Congratulations to our final winner, Shannon. Those of you in our radio audience, that's Shannon. Congratulations to Shannon. Yeah, she's been to all four legs. All four legs. Her and her husband vowed to go to all 10 of them. Congratulations to her and all our winners. I do want to say first, we appreciate Blue Water Seafood. It's been a great time here. The staff has been fantastic. Shout out to Christian and everybody, the Ping family. They have been great as well. Again, guys, three multiple locations, one in Cypress, the original one, Champion, also the one in Spring. And as obviously you can come to this one here that is off Highway 290. It's been a good time here. Again, all the specials, all the deals, Mother's Day special, great crab legs, that's coming up as well. All those specials go with all of the locations. So we appreciate and enjoy everything they've done to help us get it. Also, our promo staff. We appreciate them as they have helped us. Give them a hand, our promo staff. There we go. Our engineer, Matt, who helps us keep us on the air, and as well on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler back at the station holding us down. There you go. We got a Tyler fan in the building holding us down.
Hey,
there we go.
Well,
I don't know. My man.
And he's a Longhorn, Tyler.
He's a Longhorn.
So, you know, that's unfortunate.
Look, if you've got a Longhorn that still likes you, boy, you must be in good with him, man. They must really think highly of you.
Right. Wonder if it's the Longhorn right. I met at the draft party last night.
James?
You met your horn at the party last night?
I did.
Well, that's good. Well, there you go. Horns and Aggies together again. That's what it's all about. All right, Clint. We'll, as I said, coming up behind us, the continued coverage of our draft coverage right here on Sports Radio 610. Night 2 is coming up right behind us. Mark Vandermeer, the voice of the Texans. John Harris, as I've said, man, there's nobody more locked in and knowledgeable about these players. And right now, Clint, you get into the second and third round, and later, this is when John really steps into his expertise. There'll be Texans legends and interviews with the drafted Texans coming up. Hopefully we have some drafted Texans tonight. I would assume we will have multiple ones tonight. And also, stay tuned over the weekend as we will cover it on Sports Radio 610 as well. Throughout the weekend, and as I said in the break, you got a chance to win a little money. Tyler will set you up right. All right, Clint, as we go in here, day two, the draft is going to get started. I think the Texans are probably going to pick here in the next 30 minutes or so. Where do you see them going tonight? There are a lot of options, and they have a lot of picks and a lot of things they could do. They've got the pick at 34, which is the second pick coming out of the second round. They have another second-round pick and then three third-round picks. Where are some spaces? Where are some places you want to see them go in this second round or day two, second and third round coming up today?
Well, depending on how this thing's laid out, I don't know exactly which Nick Caserio and them will know which teams need what and taking that into consideration, when I look at what's out there, the you know, the best available, overall best available players. There's a couple of offensive linemen that I really like, but really the running backs and the wide receivers are ahead of them. But the offensive linemen, I'll go in this order. There's two of them. Both of them are from Georgia. There's a center, Jared Wilson, and there's a guard, Tate Ratledge. And both of those guys, we talk about the guard, you know, guards playing tackle. I don't buy into that. You got to be a special dude to play tackle and guard, right? And typically those are guys that are tackles that go into guard and then bounce back out. So I'm more interested in guys that can play center, guard, center, either side. You can play any of the interior three positions, right? The center from Georgia right now, Jared Wilson, is one I really, really like. It would be nothing for him to play guard as well. And the best guard available right now, Tate Ratledge, again, another Georgia guy. Hell, I think all three of Georgia's interior offensive linemen are available and will be drafted probably today. But those two guys right there, I think, are potential targets for this first pick that the Texans have in the second round. As I said before, I don't know from a rating standpoint if the running backs and the wide receivers may rate higher, and so maybe they're made priority in that top second round pick that they have, and a couple of those that are available. Depending on what route you want to go, I'll give you a handful of them. Travion Henderson out of Ohio State, Quinshon Judkins out of Ohio State, both of those guys are available. Dylan Sampson, Breshard Smith, and Jadon, we talked about Blue out of Texas. Mm-hmm. Again, those are probably third-round picks. Breshard Smith's probably third or fourth, maybe even fourth-round pick, maybe even later. But these are guys that I think the Texans, starting with Henderson and Judkins, could potentially be interested in. And the wide receivers are the big one. This is the one that's big for me. There's some really, really good wide receivers available, and there's some really, really good wide receivers that are really fast available. The best receiver available right now is Trey Harris, the kid out of Ole Miss. I like him. I'm not in love with him. But then you get into Luther Burden III, speedster.
A lot of people thought he would be a first-rounder.
Yeah, and I know there's some concerns about, does he fit what Nick and D'Amico are doing? Is he a little bit of a problem? I don't know if he's got
that swarm in him.
Yeah, I don't know. But
first one of the day.
I'm talking speed here. Luther Burden, Kyle Williams out of Washington State, the Ty Felton kid out of Maryland, I believe, is a good one. And then I don't know how to say this kid's name, but the kid out of Florida is an absolute burner. He's, again, maybe that's a late third, maybe it's a fourth-round pick. I don't know exactly, but when you talk about best available wide receivers, those are some of the names that I think, you know, you may see the Texans target right there. I, if it were me, I'd like to see Jared Wilson, center guard, and I'd like to see Kyle Williams out of Washington State. Those would be my two guys that I'd love for the Texans to get their hands on this second round.
Yeah, we should come out of this thing. I know that Nick, and I know this drives you crazy, Clint. I know Nick claims that they don't draft for need. I'll be damned if we don't see them come out of this day with at least a wide receiver and an offensive lineman. They can spend it however they want to spend it.
What do you think Nick did with 25? Did he draft best available?
No.
Bingo. So you missed me with that best available crap, right? I mean, that's what I'm talking. That's the deal. Like it didn't make sense, so
he bounced out of the
best available stuff is silly, right? I mean, there's certain teams when you're a bottom feeder, you can best
just
available.
Maybe just could pass up on that deal from the Giants.
Just couldn't pass up on that on the extra picks. If you're a bottom feeder, yeah, you draft best available because it's probably a need as well. But right now, like I said, there was nobody drafted after 25 that the Texans were targeting. Nobody.
Yes, listen. The Texans, listen, I will say this. I am disappointed how they have decided from the end of the season to handle their offensive line situation and their weapon situation, to be honest with you. But that doesn't mean they can't go out here and get some good players. Again, I have said this from the jump. I have confidence in this group that they will find the receiver. Like they've done that, right? You've talked about Tank Dell is in the third round. They moved up and saw him and got him. And outside, obviously, and this is a big deal, the injuries, Tank Dell has been a really, really good player out of the third round. Nico Collins is a top five receiver the way he played the last 2 years. Obviously, in the third round, they moved up to get him excellent value. I know we maybe look at Xavier Hutchinson a certain way, but that's a six-round pick who's playing in playoff games for you the last 2 years. There is value. So they have found receivers. It's that offensive line, Jack. Their history is Kenyon Green. Their history is Juice Scruggs, and it, you know that they have had some struggles in that spot. You know to bring in like Shaq Mason was all right year one, but wasn't great. The guy they had from Jacksonville before that, they have just not been able to hit that position as well as other positions in the draft. So they have a chance to go ahead and get some guys that. To be real contributors to this team. That should be exciting to see that tonight. All right, Tyler, let us know. What are the best bets for you tonight? What are T-Mill's best bets? How can you make the folks some money tonight?
We're going to switch it up a little bit. Has not been the best week of best bets. Hadn't been the worst either, though.
Yeah, but you finished strong, damn it.
Yes, that's damn right, Ron. Going to finish strong. I got 5 baseball bets for you on a Friday night. And, yes, the Astros are involved. Here are your 5 bets. If you miss any of them, you can go to my Twitter at TMILRealDeal where I post it daily. First off, I'm on the Reds money line. Cincinnati traveling to Colorado, taking on the Rockies. I got it at -115. Then I'm on the Twins -1 run. As they host the Angels tonight. Then an over for you, Marlins at Mariners. Over 7.5 runs in that game tonight. Last 2 right here are Astros related. I'm on the Astros team total, over 3.5 runs. Hopefully those bats stay awake like we've been seeing. And then the big man, y'all know I do this one a lot. Made a lot of money on it last season. I'm sure we will again this year. Yordan Alvarez, over 1.5 total bases. Versus the Royals this evening. Those are your best bets. Are there any that you hate or love, boys?
I like the Reds money line with the Rockies. The Rockies are struggling mightily, and they've got a bad pitcher tonight. So I like the Reds money line, and I like Yordan 1.5 bases. I like
that. Hard not to bet that every time, man. I mean, you get a double cash in.
And now he's not exactly been putting them away though. I mean, but
no fair, yeah.
But it is hard not to look at that thing. He's not about to get out of it. So yeah, I like those two. Ain't bad. Ain't bad with those two. Again, coming up behind us, our draft coverage continues. Mark Vandermeer, Johnny Harris, many others, Texans legends will be a part of this thing. They will hear. You will hear interviews. You hear them first, right? Right as they're drafted, you will hear those guys right here on Sports Radio 610. So stay tuned as we will hand this thing right off to our ongoing NFL draft coverage. And we'll see what the Texans – and be listening. The Texans have the second pick in this draft. And we'll see what they do. Hopefully they add some really good pieces to give them a shot here moving forward this year. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody here, great job. We have had a great time here. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Zach DiZenzo is in left field. Really swung the bat well here of late.
D's nuts DiZenzo, baby. Let's go.
There it is, Zach. D's nuts DiZenzo. I like it, man.
He was chomping at the bit to get that one in there.
Oh, I was.
Go over there stopping at Jeremy Peña and Christian Walker. Tyler's going, come on, damn it. Yeah,
he was smoking.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.